for a 737 to land here tonight, they're going to go in at their actual gross weight, actual temperature, and if their number is 5,000 feet or less, they don't need more than 5,000 feet. So there's some confusion there, and I probably started it, but it's a performance chart thing with specific rules on how you determine what length of runway is needed. So,
worst case conditions.
Right.
Well, some of the vintage jets certainly, would have tight space getting into 5,000 feet. A lot of the vintage stuff, F-86, even the mm-hmm. L-39, they're at the absolute yep. minimum here, 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, Dave, what about that? Any of the vintage jets coming in help out? The numbers?
I think so.
And then the ones that have been are included, like I said, if they're on an IFR flight plan, they're captured by FlightAware, and we've used that as our to figure out how many we actually have.
So that's what I'm saying.
We were talking about that before, that it would help, it couldn't hurt being on an IFR flight plan.
But I mean, a lot of times one of them's contracted with a wounded warrior, and they're just taking a veteran up for a spin. They're not going to file IFR.
Yeah.
Go out over the bay or ocean.
Yeah. So that doesn't really help us because we can't capture that.
So how do we? How
can't
we
capture it here locally?
We have no
capture.
And we don't have we're not manned to do that. I don't think Garrett, and we wouldn't capture all of them anyway. We could.
You have a chalkboard down there, and you guys, you have to keep them away.
It shouldn't explode mm-hmm. the view. Probably no more than 15 to 20%, but that could be the amount to push you over the edge.
Mm-hmm. Ed, you had a comment?
Yeah, FlightAware, if you've got your tail number blocked, it doesn't count.
But it counts it just blocks everything. You're still there. And what we actually did with our current forecast is we kind of spread those blocked ones out over the prorated the blocked ones and added.
But you don't know if it's a G5 or a Piper 140. So that's no 172.
Right.
Yeah, when they block it you don't get the
aircraft. We looked at what's the distribution of the ones we do know. And did the same thing with the ones we don't know, and added those in.
So. U.S. Marshals were into Raleigh today on MD-80. No evidence of that flight even existing.
Yeah.
I went to FlightAware to see. It was 979NS. Just to see where they were going.
Yeah. I mean, there's limits to things that we can track, and there's limits to things that the FAA is going to accept.
Right.
I mean, we can tell them, we had 20 Marshall flights in here the other day, and they're not going to go for it. I mean, the FAA has got their own database of not flight plans, but the forecast, and they're going to compare what we give them and what they have.
It's hard to fudge the numbers.
Yeah.
Have we looked at the possibility of asking the National Guard, the Delaware Guard, to do some practice approaches?
And C-130s wouldn't get us 6,000.
You want to have to use the Maryland Guard and Jersey Guard, Toxton Naval Station. Those guys do touch and goes come through here.
And an operation is a takeoff?
Or a landing.
Or a landing, so.
So, touch and go counts as two.
Two per.
Mm-hmm.
So, we need 250 jets to meet that.
Yep. Like I'm saying, you can't do a fly in and have 250 jets land and tell the FAA, give us our money.
Well, if we.
Garrett, do you log the aircraft to come in now?
I log all the jet aircraft we get. I have all that logged by aircraft. So
and we use that as part of our forecast.
What year did we use that from?
They did it last fall, so whatever you gave them.
But that's just that one that you know about. It was like 08.
That's one of the fuel.
It was like
when you
the beginning, well, the middle of that spring, list, fall, or spring, summer last year.
That list with where we had to go back and actually go back to the FAA database and look up the aircraft section, that's been that was not in 2010. So, I mean, I could refresh the data. I don't know if we get there, but
But is that just on aircraft that you fuel?
I report
or is that
every
operation?
Jet, whether they buy fuel or not. Because if they don't buy fuel, they pay a ramp fee. So I still have them in my account.